You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Are you feeling depleted? Most of us feel that way, at least some of the time, and many of us feel depleted most of the time. Today, we're going to talk about the true cause. Stay tuned. This could really make you feel better every day. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, we've been talking about being depleted for a long time. And, you know, during the pandemic, it became really clear to both of us how we misunderstood energy and how it works. Well, how does one become depleted?
Okay, so just to be clear, it's not we misunderstood energy, it's we collectively as a culture misunderstood
exactly.
energy.
Exactly, I apologize for that, yes.
And when what we saw was is that we were doing just fine.
Yeah, well,
we were doing just fine.
Yes,
because,
I admit.
Because our life force energy wasn't depleted, but people were responding to the isolation by saying that, you know, this is really hard. This is hard on us.
Yeah.
Depression, hopelessness.
Loneliness, all of those things.
All of those things.
And by the way, that's not something that Jason and I had. We didn't deal with that, meaning personally, during the pandemic because of isolation.
Exactly. Because we have each other. We have a little family system here. But so here's what we're trying to convey. It's what happens when your sources of life force are disconnected
from you. Okay.
We need life force. That's what creates literally life. When we don't have any life force, we're dead.
Exactly.
And, typically when we're happy,
yes,
you know, when we're doing the Snoopy dance in the world, you know, and you know, the
patting of the feet. Okay.
And we're just happy. It's springtime. Everything's great in the world.
Right.
That's because we're filled with life force.
Right.
Now, human beings are living things and they can adapt.
Yes.
And what's happened is that, our normal source of life force has been disconnected.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to talk about in the show today.
Right.
And it's kind of exciting to me because
it is.
It shouldn't be that way. And in fact, we have a source of life force, which is natural in the way we're designed, that we're not using.
Well, and
that's been trained out of us.
I was going to say, because we've been programmed. Yes.
So
yes.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Humans get life force through their essence. Some people call that soul. We use the term essence. And that essence is connected to the creator and the non-physical dimension,
mm-hmm.
and it has an unlimited supply of life force energy.
Exactly.
So what's the problem, right? You say, what's the problem?
Yeah, oh, wait.
Well,
what's the problem, Jason?
There's a couple problems. First, and if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, we wrote a couple articles about the discovery,
mm-hmm.
and that's a big deal.
It's because, really important to understand.
Here we are, we're intuitives, but we're in 2021, and we're looking around and we're saying, okay, the discovery basically said that most people have 80% of their essence is encumbered, is filled with negative energy that blocks the transmission of life force energy.
And if you understand that, just that piece alone, then believe it or not, you've gotten that's, excuse the expression, you have received an understanding of how not only you work, but how everyone else in the world works.
In the beginning, when I, you know, when we made this discovery, I was saying to people, oh, you've got 8% of your essence is blocked.
Right.
And people was like, well, so what? I mean, what
no big deal. What's, because I've been living with it all this time. What's the big deal?
They don't understand how their essence works.
That's right.
So that's the first part.
Okay.
The second part is because we're programmed. And when I say programmed, we say, just do it. It doesn't matter how you feel about it.
Right.
You don't check in with your essence. What you do is you just...
get it done.
Right. Just get it done. If you go through the grocery aisle, you'll see all these magazines that say three easy, you know, having losing weight in 10 easy steps or 10 days to have a better relationship with your spouse or
right, you know, exactly.
all these quick fixes.
And by the way, formulas. those articles and those, and, you know, I admire anyone who can write that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is it never, ever, ever talks about that block that all of us come in with of at least 80% of our essence.
Well, and the point of the articles is that they're all programming.
Yes.
All those articles are programming. Yes. And what that does, it cuts us off from our essence.
Exactly.
The way we're supposed to work, and this is the way it is, mm-hmm. we're supposed to work so that when we have to make a decision, whether it's coming from the outside, like, you know, Patricia tells me to pick up my underwear from the bedroom floor. You know, that's, you know, she's directing me to, and then I check in and see how I feel about that. And then I clear it so I can survive, that sort of thing. But the other thing is that sometimes...
He'll pay for all of this later, everyone. Don't worry.
Sometimes we have this internal, like, oh, I got to eat. I'm hungry. I got to
eat.
Yeah. You know,
Or I can't handle the world outside. I need to just calm down and go away or relax or meditate, by the way, which is great. But the bottom line is that unless you're using the ecosystem approach, you're missing, you're not getting rid of the,
and here's the point that we're not making clear.
I see.
Is that if you try and do anything and you don't check in with how you feel about it or go to your essence, which we don't, we were designed to normally do that. We don't even have to think about going to our essence, but because of programming, which says, you know, we're taught to look outside of ourselves
exactly
for solutions instead of going inside and saying, okay, if mm-hmm. I'm hungry, what's the best way? How do I get fed? How do I feed myself?
Right.
You know, should I buy that Danish today or that latte? You know, which should I get today? You know, you should check in with your essence.
Yes.
But we don't do that anymore. We just say we use these rules and protocols and recipes.
And the programming and the things that we do, the habits that we do every day.
And so we're disconnected.
Yes.
We're not getting that unlimited source of life force. Right. The 80% blocks a lot of that life force. Mm-hmm. So what does that leave us with? Okay.
Right.
So, you know, here's an example. I had a client who told me just the other day that she was over at a neighbor's house. She was swimming at her pool and her neighbor said, "You're always happy," you know, and this is just right after the end of the pandemic. And I, you know, it's different places. It's still present. She says, "You're always happy." What she was basically asking, what's your secret? You know,
yes.
What's your formula for that?
Oh yeah.
You know, and of course,
how many steps do you take to be happy?
Yes. But we've been working together for a long time. And what we've been doing is clearing the negative energy in her essence.
Yes.
And so that she can just on demand, just call in that life force energy.
Yes.
And it's there. Now, at the end today, we're going to teach you how to activate life force, but it's roughly analogous to putting an IV when you need fluids. You know, you can't walk around the world with an IV in your arm all the time or downloading life force all the time.
Exactly.
It should come naturally.
Exactly.
But we're going to teach you how to get there.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Well, and you know what, Jason, you have another example of how to understand what you're talking about here.
The exchange of energy. So when we go out in the world, we connect with people and there's an exchange of energy.
Correct.
Hi, how are you doing? You know, maybe you stay with your neighbor for a few minutes and shoot the breeze. What we see as intuitives is that actually it's very personal to us. people, you can give someone really high quality energy, but the energy you get back isn't as high quality. So it's roughly analogous.
Wait, hang on, and understand something. When you connect with someone, there is an automatic exchange of energy. We need to say that.
People kind of know that. If you're listening today, you probably know this, that there's an energy exchange. But what people don't realize is that it's the quality of that exchange.
Exactly.
So if I'm giving you $100 and you're giving me a dollar back, that ain't such a good exchange.
No.
Another way to express that metaphor is if we both have gardens.
Yes.
And we exchange vegetables.
Okay.
If my garden is lush and rich and has a lot of diversity, and I'm giving you these great vegetables,
okay,
but your garden is kind of dried up and shriveled, and the
notice who has the better garden here.
You know, like carrots that don't have any taste to them, or tomatoes
that taste
like cardboard.
Yes,
you know, that's kind of a similar exchange. The way we're designed is that we all have lush gardens.
True.
And that you have some vegetables that I don't have, and I have some vegetables that you don't have, and we exchange.
Exactly.
And it's sort of on an equal footing. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we're designed.
Correct.
I'm not talking about a moral supposed to. I'm saying when we look, we use our intuition, look and say, hey, there's a blueprint about how we're supposed to be.
Correct.
And it's right there.
Yes. Yes. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Human beings are designed to always have an unlimited source of life force available. Mm-hmm. The discovery of the 80% negative energy that affects us is one reason why we aren't getting life force. The depletion of life force comes from trying to get low quality energy from other people rather than have it come naturally through ourselves and through our essence. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to have an unlimited source of life force like you were designed to have.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about common beliefs that create depletion of life force. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martine and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martine.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about common beliefs that create depletion of life force. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. What do you mean, Jason? Common beliefs that create depletion of life force.
Since we don't know how to get life force from essence, we try and get it from each other.
Yes.
That's the most common belief, that if we're isolated, and yes. this was in the forefront during the pandemic.
Truly.
When we're isolated, we get depleted. We need to have social interaction. We miss our friends. We miss talking
right.
to the guy at the corner. We miss getting the coffee and saying hi to the barista, all those things. But here's the truth of it.
Okay.
We believe that because that's how we're getting our life force. And it's really, really low quality.
Mm.
You should be getting it from yourself, through your essence.
Right.
That's high quality, rich life force energy, and that sustains you. So when you don't have that, that source of life force, you know, the depression, the addiction, the loneliness,
right. How about the neediness?
The neediness.
That was one of the things I saw the most. From not only my clients, but also my friends and family.
Well, and that was a response to the fact that they weren't getting
exactly
being depleted.
Exactly.
That's
yes.
different than so when you're depleted, it creates all the problems in the world. You can trace back to being depleted with life force.
Yes.
That's a big statement.
Well, and so most people don't know, and they don't have functional knowledge of their own essence.
Right.
Go ahead.
So since they don't have that, let's talk about how the culture wars are one of the ways that people are trying to get that energy that they're depleted from, that life force energy.
Okay.
So whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know, if you get together and say, all those awful Republicans, all those awful Democrats, and you're doing it with like-minded people, it stirs up the energy.
That
anger
whips
and resentment.
That up.
What's
yeah,
wrong
yeah,
with those
yeah,
people?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, they're doing this
right.
to me. And it's a form of energy. You know, people say it's camaraderie. I wouldn't call that. It's a form of energy that, since you don't have it from your natural source, you get a little bit of that from that source. Of course, that's not high quality energy either.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If you're in your bubble and you hear it where it's, no matter where it is,
right.
And they said, oh my gosh, you're being these people are hurting you. They're doing these things to you, and you're getting angry and bitter about it. That builds up that energy, but it's not good energy. It's not good quality energy. And because we don't understand energy,
right?
Because we're programmed like machines. We think of ourselves like a machine,
right?
That we get up and turn the
switch on, yeah.
Yep, and
yeah, exactly.
You know, sometimes it's a cup of coffee.
I was gonna say exactly that. But you know what else? You know, you said something, and I want to make this point. If you need, and we all do, if you need life force energy, why wouldn't you want the best?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want the quality and the best energy that is available to you? And by the way, it's available to you from your essence, not out there, not out
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly. And what we don't know is that, yes, we want high quality, but it's more complicated than good and bad. We
right.
need the energy that we need in the moment for the moment.
Yes.
You know, so
that's well said.
You know, it's people think of it as good and bad, because when you even think about energy, we think of it in very simplistic terms. When we do think about it, it's not just a matter of good and bad. It's about the quality and getting the right stuff in the right time. But your essence already knows how to give you the exact right amount and type of high quality life force energy
that you need.
Yes. And all you have to do is go there to get it, as opposed to we're taught to go to these experts instead. So, so here's the other thing. We've heard a lot of talk about energy vampires.
Yes.
And we've seen the articles and people say, okay, well, you know, what do you do when you have an energy vampire in your life? Well, here's the truth of it.
Ask him to get their teeth fixed. What? I don't know.
You know, everybody is an energy vampire at some time or another.
That's correct.
We've all taken energy from other people.
Sure.
Because that's the way we're trained.
Yes.
We don't know any better. Mm-hmm. And some are worse than others, but typically, the person that's an energy vampire in your life, if you're listening right now, is someone that you really can't just exclude from your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that's the best way anyways, but excluding people from your life because they're an energy vampire isn't sustainable.
Right.
You know, we had a client who decided to get all the people who weren't positive for her. In, you know, she was working with me at the time, and she was going to exclude all the people from her life. Well, the problem is that the biggest problem that she had with these people came from her.
And so, she didn't want to accept that.
And then, so she excluded all these people. It didn't really help, but didn't really make a difference.
Exactly. Well, wait a minute, Jason, let's talk about how, just give some examples of how people take energy.
Yes. Take energy from each other. Okay. Well, if I ask you to pay attention to me, I'm taking your energy. Right. If you're giving attention, you're giving your energy. Mm. Bullying is a form of taking energy.
Oh, yeah. You know,
being confrontational, getting in someone's face is a form of taking energy.
Well, and what you leave behind when you do that, and this is just an example, you leave behind this energy or essence of fear.
Well, and typically the bully takes the fear and uses it as life force. It's not a very good way of, you know, people that are bullies, they bully people because they get energy from it, but not in a good way.
Exactly. And it really gets divided, but go ahead.
Joking
can be
a way of taking energy. Yeah. Joking at someone's expense can be a way of getting energy from the group.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know, group attention is always a form of getting energy.
Right.
Rock concerts and sporting events creates a lot of energy, but it's not high quality.
No,
you know, no. Helping someone people don't understand this. Helping someone can be a form of taking energy.
Well, in other words, if somebody comes up to you and says, "Can I help you?" That kind of thing. Is that what you mean?
Yes. And you don't, you know, sometimes it's not taking their energy, but sometimes it is.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of knowing what's taking, what isn't.
Right.
You know, we take care of my mom, who's 91 years old. She has dementia. She can't hear. And she's always trying to be helpful. But when she offers, she has no idea that she can't really help. It's like a 3-year-old that says, you know, "I'm going to cook dinner for the family today."
Right.
You know that once they go in the kitchen, it's going to be a mess and there's
a disaster.
Disaster. Yeah. You're not going to get dinner anyways.
Exactly.
So, it's the same sort of thing, but she wants to be helpful.
Right.
And she's been trained that it's a way for her to get energy. When she's nice to people, they give her energy. So she knows how to do that. And we'll talk some more about that later.
Right.
So,
you
know, here's another story
Okay.
When we first started doing this, we were working with clients 6 or 7 a day. Both of us,
each one of us. It was quite something.
It was brutal. And we, at the end of the day, we'd be blank. We'd look at each other
and go, "Oh yeah."
And we knew that our energy was being taken.
We did.
But we didn't really know how else to structure it or do it in a way that it doesn't work that way. And we've really backed off on working with individual clients with sessions.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why.
And a lot of times when we work with someone, we take our energy and kind of, this is a very Minnesota metaphor.
Okay.
But in the middle of winter, in the morning after a snowfall, there's always people getting stuck in their driveway or getting stuck in the street. Or whatever. Sure. And you hear the zzz, you know,
with the tires.
So you get out of your car. It's Minnesota nice. You get out of your car and you push them. And three or four people get up and they push the car and then they get back in their cars.
And off everybody goes.
Everybody goes.
Okay.
Well, that's what we were doing metaphorically with people energetically.
Yes.
All day long.
Yes.
And it was taking
but we weren't getting back what we needed for us.
Exactly.
And so we've learned how to do that. And it took a little while. We'll say it that way.
You know, and the answer is the ultimate answer was okay. We get it for ourselves
first.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's not about excluding people. It's not about, it does have to do with the way you interact with people. One of our clients struggled with a group that she got together with every year who, took her energy and she was getting to the point where she didn't really even want to go and connect with them.
Right.
But as we were working together, she changed her approach.
Yes.
And what she did, and this sounds selfish, you know, but she made the group respond to her. Mm-hmm. So instead of letting the group take her energy, she said, I'm going to do this. And you can come with me if you want. If you don't want. And everybody just kind of followed
along.
And yes. It was a very shrewd way of changing that dynamic without excluding these people from her life.
Yes.
Because she'd known them for a long, long time. She just changed the dynamic and she changed the way she operated her personality.
Yeah.
And that's really the way to do this.
Well, and by the way, and that in itself is her taking her own power, her authentic power. What a wonderful thing to learn. And by the way, if people are taking your energy, one of the things that we've learned is that you're not standing in your power.
Exactly.
And that is so important for everyday life and living. And I'm not talking about, it's going to be my way. That's not what I'm saying. But when we stand in our power, then we can choose what kind of energy we exchange with others.
The way you do that is unique to you
exactly,
and to your personality.
Exactly. Yes. I couldn't agree with you more. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming creates an environment where taking energy from each other is the norm. Taking energy from others will never be satisfying. It always has to come from essence.
Right.
And the life force energy from essence is unlimited, but our essence does not function because of the 80%. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to get your life force energy from essence in a way that's natural to you.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about practical ways to deal with people in your life who deplete you and exhaust you of your energy. And we're going to teach you how to make sense of it. You haven't heard this before. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top 5 core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, 1, empathy powers my relationships. 2, excellence is the goal in all things I do. 3, passion fuels my perseverance. 4, my value is measured by my service to others. And 5, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClade generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about practical ways to deal with people in your life who deplete you and exhaust you in a way that makes sense. You haven't heard this before. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. I know that we've talked to people for over 20 years about energy takers and what to do about it. Jason, what are some of the practical suggestions that work?
That's what we're going to talk about in this segment.
Okay.
The basic one is make sure that you have an unlimited source of life force. That's the easiest way.
And how you do that is through the ecosystem approach.
You know, and if this is just, if this is grabbing you by the heart, if it says, oh yeah, this,
or
this
even
sounds
if
right.
It's just a little bit,
little
whoa,
bit of a nudge.
What do they mean?
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. And you get a weekly clearing list. We're going to tell you how to clear in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And how to activate life force.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that every single show.
And by the way, we do it every single day.
Yes, we do.
And it really makes a difference.
We're not just talking about this stuff. We do it. And
we do.
Yes,
we do.
We want to be examples of it. So, you know, people would come to us all, you know, for the 20 years we've been doing this and say, oh, you got to help me. You got to protect me from this person.
Right.
This person is just sapping my energy.
Right.
And we haven't found that that really works.
No.
Because there's usually something in their personality.
In that person who's asking that question.
Right. So they want protection, but it's what they're really saying is have someone else create the protection for me.
Right.
And then what they do, when we watch this over and over and over again, that they'll shut the front door, but then they'll open the back door, or they'll say, okay, yeah, we'll put protection around them. And then as soon as we're done with the session, they go out and they
do it all again. Well, and there's another way to say that. When you use the ecosystem approach and you learn how to stand in your power, and I admit it takes a little while, a little bit of a practice, but when you learn to stand in your power that comes directly from life force energy, what happens is that when those vampires or those energy takers come along, you can, in essence, kind of look at them and say, oh no, you don't get to take that energy from me. And the thing that is the most amazing to me is I've actually seen those energy takers actually kind of get like a dumbfounded look on their face, and they'll go the other way because they want energy. They don't care how they get it. And And so
most of this is not conscious either.
Absolutely. It's really not conscious. In fact, I would say, I don't think I've ever seen anybody really be conscious of it.
And what we found is, and this is what we're talking about now, is that there's something about your social interactions, the way you present yourself to the world, that makes it easy for energy takers.
Right.
And that's what we try and work with people. First, we try and have them have a source of life force for themselves. That's whenever they need it, they can just go to it.
Exactly. And get it. Exactly.
That's the first thing. The second thing is there are things in your personality, whether you frame yourself as a victim, whether you're not totally in your power.
Correct.
You can be a bully.
And not be in your power, by the way.
It's kind of ironic. You'd be a bully, and then people who have been bullies come to us and say, well, I don't know why people don't like me. I don't have any friends, you know.
Yes.
But they're very, very confrontational and aggressive about the way they present themselves in the world.
Correct.
So those personality traits is what we work with in the ecosystem approach. Now, each person is different.
If
that's why we don't give you a formula in these shows. Because we don't use formulas. What we do is with the ecosystem approach is we look at who you are uniquely.
Yes.
And then have you start to clear so you can see these things for yourself.
Exactly.
And then continue to clear them. You know.
And by the way, when you start clearing and removing negative energies, believe it or not, your power is actually there.
Yes.
It's there. And you go, oh.
Your essence always has the power.
It always has the power. And the most amazing thing is when you discover that it's there, the very first thing that most people do is go, oh, I don't know how to use that. But innately, we've been trained not to use our power. We've been trained to get it from someone else. But when we realize that we can get it for ourselves right directly from us, it's awesome. In fact, one of the biggest things that people say is, well, I'm not going to like myself if I clear away all the stuff. I've never, in all of my more than 20 years of doing this, I've never seen anyone that found something out about themselves because of clearing, removing negative energy, that they didn't figure out a way for themselves to go, well, I like this or I don't like this. And if I don't like this, either how do I change it or how do I get rid of it?
So let's talk about some of the personality traits and how
they
manifest.
Okay.
For example, if you are being victimized interpersonally,
mm-hmm.
there's typically a frame for that. People that aren't able to speak up.
Right.
People that have the compulsion to appease others. So they may not want to do something, but they'll say yes just to keep the peace. There are some that can't say no,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. let's do this. I don't want to do that, but they can't say no. So
they
go along with it. And then the other person is taking their energy. So
correct.
These are some of the traits. Bully, we talked about this. Bully, aggressive, confrontational energy is also a form of neediness.
Absolutely.
And takes energy.
Yes.
Now we think of that those kind of traits with men. Men have it more often than women, but we've seen women. Oh,
I don't know about that, but yeah.
And you know, we don't never think of that kind of energy as being needy. But the truth is, sometimes when someone comes at you or in your face or saying, you know, you're going to do this, or
they're
or,
being needy for something you have, meaning
which is a reaction.
Which exactly?
They're needy for a reaction.
That's correct.
So
yes,
you know. So the ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover that part of you that's secure, and that just like we talked about earlier, that woman who was making her friends respond to her as opposed to her responding to them.
And the other thing is I just need to say this. There's also another part that we don't talk about very often, but when you start removing the negative energy from yourself, what happens is there is a confidence that comes up and a courage to say, no, that isn't for me, or I'm not going to do that. Or, oh, I like that. In other words, depending on the situation, but it happens because confidence and clarity and courage, they actually come from your essence.
You know, we're taught that you have to act courageous to be courageous, but that's programming. That doesn't work. That's not sustainable.
That's not what we're talking about
at
all.
Here's the other part that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Introvert versus extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
you know, introverts, they're much less likely to go out into the world and try and get energy from other people because they don't engage in the same way.
Okay.
But what I see is that introverts just go without. Instead of going out there and getting low quality energy, they just go without.
Correct.
Extroverts go out and get the low quality energy.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking
and then
to people
have to deal with it
and having parties and that sort of thing.
Sure.
But it's not high quality either.
No.
So they're both kind of, it both kind of evens out in terms of energy.
Right.
Because they're both not getting enough and what they need.
Exactly. And when you use the ecosystem approach, what happens, everyone, is that you start to see whether you're an introvert or extrovert and how to work that for you. It's awesome. It is just awesome.
So should we talk about key points?
All right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You can't eliminate negative energy takers from your life. It's not sustainable.
They're everywhere.
Yes. Changing your behaviors and vulnerabilities is the best way to deal with energy takers.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach always helps you with negative personality traits by clearing them, which also helps more to have you have more life force.
Okay.
And ecosystem approach teaches you to navigate the world where people are competing for life force so you can have it for yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. So Jason, let's tell everyone in the audience, for those of you who know, just follow along. For those of you who have just joined us and have never heard of what we do before, this is called the clearing, and this is the ecosystem approach. We're going to teach you how to do it. And then in the next segment, we're actually going to do it all together.
Yes. So to remove negative energy, which is probably the most important, because that's
Absolutely.
What changes your personality traits that make you a victim to negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also what blocks you from getting that life force through your essence.
Exactly.
So when we say, and to eliminate in the clearing statement, just imagine your mind's eye, gather up from the tips of your toes, you know, and use your imagination, gather the tips of your toes and blow it into the processor.
We're not sure, is Jacob going to put that up for us?
We'll
hope so.
We'll
and
see.
If not, go to our website. You can see a picture of the processor.
The ecosystemapproach.org.
Thank you, Jason.
And if not, do it to a trash can. If you're driving and there's no trash can around, use your imagination and load it to an imaginary trash can.
Exactly.
It's that simple. And then go on to the next one.
Exactly. And then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate for you that life force energy. By the way, life force energy is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And believe it or not, we all have the right and the ability to actually use it. What we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around. We're going to use that power to remove more negative energy that is kind of just hanging around and we don't need. And then we're going to move on to the next. So, anything else we want to say?
We're good. Let's go.
All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear the negative energies that keep you from having great success to life force and for life force, with life force. We'll help you connect with life force right now. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Not just talk. conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T. Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the Truth and Comedy of Midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you clear the negative energies that keep you from having great access to life force. And we'll help you connect with life force at the same time, starting right now. You ready to rock and roll, Jason?
Let's do this.
Here we go.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can know that life force comes from my essence.
I love it. Nice and easy. Take a nice
breath. Gather up those barriers, blow them into the processor.
And by the way, Jacobs, put that picture right up there. Thank you, Jacob, for doing that. So moving right along, and to eliminate the false belief that I can program myself to have life force, I release and let go of that false belief right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that is attached to me that interferes with the flow of life force.
Oh, that's a huge one. Take a nice breath, everyone. Nice and easy. And get rid of that, those energies of anger, rage, hate, and bitterness right now. One more time. Take a breath. And here's some more. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that makes me a victim to those who would take my energy. Oh, I love that one. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can clear my feelings that interfere with the flow of life force in my daily life.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that programming stops me from connecting with my own essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror of other people's judgment that makes me a victim and allows them to take my energy.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate all the hurt and depression and shame I have that keeps me from getting life force for myself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any anger I have about life that keeps me from downloading life force from essence.
Oh, I love it. Take a breath. Here's a big one. And to eliminate my feelings of resistance, bitterness, and anger that blocks me from my own life force. I don't need that. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that others can give me energy and overcome feeling depleted.
Oh, good one. Take a breath.
You know, we missed one thing that we didn't talk about.
One major thing.
In the morning.
Yeah.
It's you and I. And
yes.
It's you and I exchanging energy. And it's It's we clear a little bit. Uh-huh. We check in on each other, and it's
great exchange.
It's the time of day that we enjoy the most.
Yes.
You know, people's access, what would you like to do as a married couple? And for us, just be together.
Yeah.
And without being interrupted, without right. having the day-to-day, yeah, I got to do this, I got to do that, that
right.
sort of thing.
Right, right.
And it's an amazing exchange. And we didn't get that overnight.
Oh, no.
It's taken us a while.
Yes.
It's taken us the 20 years, right. you know, but it's really special. And I hope you guys can have the same if you're listening right now.
Well, and start having that same special with yourself.
Yes.
Because I've really learned to love and like myself through the ecosystem approach. And it's been quite interesting. And by the way, quite a journey, I'll say it that way. All right. And back to the clearing and to eliminate any thinking that says I can get my energy from caffeine, social activities, drugs or alcohol, when the truth is, no, not really. And don't get me wrong. Cup of coffee is great. Okay. Don't get me wrong. But we've been taught, in other words, we've been programmed to believe that that's how we get our energy, and it's not true. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks to my essence, clearing and practice can help me reconnect.
Yes. And to eliminate the barriers to my clarity about life so I can see I'm missing life force and the connection to my essence. By the way, this is not acceptable. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can feel how negative behaviors interfere with my life force energy.
And
yes.
and my connection to my essence. Take a breath. So Jason, let's activate some life force.
Yes.
You ready?
And I just want to say, this is an important point that we do this every time. We if you go to our website and sign up for our free section, mm-hmm. theecosystemapproach.org, you can get these, but you still have to do the clearing because that's what's keeping you from having it come in naturally.
Correct.
And
correct.
When you do it this way, it's contrived a little bit and it feels good, but we want you to have it all the time, 24/7.
Yes. And by the way, and do everything that you came here to do.
Exactly.
Because when your essence isn't blocked, you get to do those things.
Your life purpose.
It's pretty amazing. So with that said, let's activate life force energy. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Starting right now, in through the top of your head, all the way down your body. Stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around, and any negative energy left over, get rid of it.
Put it in the processor.
Put it in the processor.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to create unlimited life force for myself
yeah.
whenever I need it.
Yes. And by the way, sometimes we need more life force than in other times. It's just the way it is. Take a nice breath, everyone. Pull it in. So, and to activate life force so I can trust that my cleared and refined essence is the source of unlimited life force energy. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to uncover and restore my essence so it can provide me with life force whenever I need it, as much as I need.
At all times. Take a breath. Right in through the top of your head. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have courage and power and strength and the clarity to understand that my life force comes from me and my connection to the most amazing energy, life force in the world. Take a nice breath. Let it go right in through the top of your head, all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around. Use the power of that life force and let it remove any negative energies that you're still holding on to. Nice and easy. Blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
decision-making. Now, I was concerned that this topic wasn't interesting enough. And, you know, it just doesn't sound that great on the surface. But over the 20 years, people come to us because they're trying to make a decision.
Exactly.
You know, and we're doing a whole series about small business. A lot of the people that that our clients have their own business, have their own small business, or aspired to have their own small business. So we're kind of framing it in terms of decision making for small business, but it's really helpful. So if you're a business of one, you can be a business of one. It's your career is your business. It doesn't really matter, but this is really helpful because people don't know how to use their internal resources to make a decision, because a good decision for you may not be a good decision for me. This will be a really important show to watch. So tell your friends about it.
Yes, absolutely. Tell your friends and family. Find yourself a partner to do the clearing with. It is one of the best things ever. But let me ask this question. Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me personally and to the audience out there?
If you got a little nudge today and said, okay, yeah, I'm feeling depleted, or I felt depleted at one time. Maybe you don't even know if you're depleted, which is what the way a lot of people are. It's because those natural forces of you aren't working like they're supposed to.
Right.
The ecosystem approach is to help you change from a programming mindset to having an energy approach to life, and doing it in a way that is completely natural to the way you were designed.
Right.
That's why we call it the ecosystem approach, because you're not a machine. You're much more like an ecosystem.
Exactly.
So how do you do that? Well, listen to our show every week. Mm-hmm. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section so we can stay in touch.
Correct.
And then go to our Facebook page.
Right.
That's where you can see our videos.
Yes.
You know, this is on Facebook Live, and they're recorded there. And like us while you're there. Really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Theecosystemapproach.org is our Facebook page name also.
Okay. And so we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.